¿Qué te dije? What did I tell you? It was going to cut me off. I'm sorry. Okay, you were saying, I know you said no tanto, the fence installs. It's not like really something. What else do you want me to put, though?
So, es eso lo que hago, como retaining walls.
Oh, that's what I need to know. Okay,
yeah,
retaining walls.
Paver patios, paver and flagstone, like natural stone.
Okay.
Sí, pues, landscape renovations or installations,
okay,
como le quieres llamar.
Okay, and it's just puro residential or no?
Sí, hacemos landscaping lighting.
Oh, landscape lighting, that's
yeah.
Good.
Y luego, drainage, como los gutter downspouts y todo eso también.
Okay.
Oh, es parte de landscaping, como eso de river rock y todo eso es parte de landscape
yeah.
Installation. So, ¿qué más? Sí, pues plantings, todo eso es landscaping.
Okay, perfect. ¿Just residential o también comercial? What's your preference?
Pues hago residential y comercial, pues no, nothing major, como así como huge.
Okay,
sí podemos hacer,
like small
sí podemos
commercial?
Hacer
comercial.
Okay. Yeah, sí.
Okay,
sí,
perfect.
También trabajo con unos que otros builders.
Oh, you do? That's good. That's
yeah.
A good way to have your foot, to always stay busy, you know? Good job.
Yeah. I do a couple good builders y me mantienen ocupado.
That's really good. And then, yo sé que tienes el LLC, tienes seguranza, estás en el proceso.
Sí. Tengo mi seguranza. I'm full insured.
Good. And are you licensed or just the LLC?
It's LLC. Yeah, no necesito licencia para hacer landscaping.
I kind of figured that in some areas they don't. In California, you need it for everything.
Oh, yeah? No.
It's crazy out
here.
Serious. I'm like, man, ruthless.
No, lo que tenía era el para el hardscape, para los pisos, tenía un ICPI certified, pero ya no,
uh-huh.
ya no va a renovar mis créditos, mis horas.
Oh, wow.
It's been
okay.
A while, pero sí tengo mi certification. It's not just updated.
Good
for
my
ICPI.
Oye, Armando,
how
do I find you on Facebook? Are you just under Armando Cuellar?
That's my personal page?
Yes.
So
okay,
yeah,
we're going to build you the business Facebook page, but you know what? We're going to create it through your personal page. Remember, no one's going to see your personal page, but I need to find your Facebook personal page. Are you married to Brenda Avila?
Ese mismo.
Oh, my gosh. Are those your daughters?
Yeah. Are you on it right now?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Your daughters are beautiful. Oh,
yeah, thank you.
You have daughters that old already?
Yeah,
¿y ya
I got
tuvieron quinceañeras? Oh my
yeah,
gosh!
So, esta the one on the where I'm wearing pink and gray.
Uh huh.
She's already 19.
Oh my gosh, your daughters are beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. And the other one on the gold with
uh huh.
She's 17.
Oh my gosh, todavía están joven, and you even look young.
Yeah.
To have daughters
yeah.
That old. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I started working when I was younger.
I bet. I think all of us have, you know? Okay, I'm going to let them know that you have the personal Facebook, and then the website that we're going to build for you. Estoy poniendo que ya tienes fotos y tienes su propio logotipo, right? You have your own business
yeah.
Logo.
Yeah,
okay,
I work
perfect.
On my own logo.
Awesome. And I'm just putting that in there. When we're speaking with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? ¿Cuál es tu preferencia?
Phone and text.
Phone and text. Okay.
Sí, es que mis emails me empiezan a llegar boom, 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 como...
I know. I can imagine.
So,
okay. Phone and text. That's what I'm going to put.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then that's your son in the other picture?
Yeah, that's Junior.
Oh, he's cute. Aw.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Esos fotos son en Juárez.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's where we did the quinceañera.
Is that where you did the quinceañera? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I had a quinceañera, and my mom only let me have puras damas. She said, no, you're going to have your chambalán, but no other boys. And it had to be my cousin. My cousin, my mom made it be my cousin. Well, I didn't mind either because I was real close with him anyways. Pero me dijo, puras damas. I'm like, I can't have no boys in it. She's like, nope. I'm like,
why?
Okay. My mom was very strict. She just felt like it should have been all damas. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
No,
what?
Mi mamá, well, you know what? Porque mi mamá nos crió sola, you know, because my dad, he kind of skipped out.
Okay.
And so he wasn't around growing up. And so my mom, pues, she had to be mom and dad. So ella fue muy estricta. Oh, my gosh. No podía tener yo novio sin graduar de high school, pero aunque sea, lo tenía de escondidos, you know. But yeah, my mom was super strict.
Yeah. No,
super strict.
The way that my daughters had them, I mean, it was, tenían chambelanes, ella tenía su chambelán y lo tenían los mujeres y hombres en la...
Yeah.
Estaban bonitos, estaba bien.
Oh, such pretty girls. You have a beautiful family.
Yeah, gracias.
¿Cuáles son tus horas de operación? Like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday... Yeah.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Saturday, 8 to 2.
8 to 2. Sunday closed.
Mm-hmm.
I know when my husband and I, we used to be taqueros on the weekends years ago.
Yeah.
Antes que se enfermó él. And you know what? Trabajábamos los domingos y todo. And we used to tell our family, like, if you want us to be at a wedding, quinceañera, at a bautismo, or, you know, you got to let us know. That's the only time that we would, like, show up.
Yeah.
And hasta que un día, pues, ya cuando se enfermó mi esposo with cancer, and then I was like, I just closed the business because we have 8 kids between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, they weren't, like, ready to take on the business, you know, because they started having kids at a young age. And, pues, anyways, what ended up happening was dejé el negocio, and I told my husband, we worked so hard, and this is why I tell you, Armando, I'm so glad that you take a Sunday off to spend with your family because your kids grow up fast, and you lose that time. If you're so enfocado to working so much, the time flies.
So, cuando apenas empecé, me salí de donde trabajaba antes.
Yeah.
Y I started doing it on my own. Se me puso muy pesado que por eso me salí de donde trabajaba.
Yeah.
Porque trabajaba ahí de lunes a viernes y luego acá empecé a hacer trabajos así, weekends o en las evenings y ya no podía, ya no. Tuve que abrirme de ahí y luego de todos tenía mucho trabajo y dije, no. Gracias a Dios, ahorita ya lo controlé, donde ya tengo mi control.
Thank God, porque como te digo, my husband and I, por eso yo digo a veces, I told him we probably could have caught the cancer sooner, but we were like beast mode. We would work our regular job Monday through Friday, y cuando venían las taquizas, well, you know, everybody in California loves tacos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were just like, it was crazy busy, and I tell him all the time, you know what? We probably didn't even pay attention to how you were feeling because we just thought you were tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes you try to chase the.
It's a feria instead of, you know, you're like, the money's good, let's keep going. And le digo, you know, so now, like, I think it's so important. Dios primero and then your family, right? So dedicate your day to whether it's going to church or just spending time with your family, you know. So good for you. I'm glad that you do that. That makes me happy.
Thank you.
It really, really does. What are the forms of payments that you take from your customers? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
So I do cash, checks, I do Zelle, and I'm working to get with Stripe to start. Taking cards, but they want me to get a page, so this is gonna work because
that's good.
Me that page, so that's what they need. I actually they holding some money from me because I try to make that payment last try to make that page last month, But I wasn't able to sit down and make that page. So
they got like
almost 1,500 holding on me there. So
oh dang. Okay. Yeah. You were talking about the website getting?
Yeah, they want to have the URL or?
Oh yeah, the URL. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, as soon as they build you the website, they're gonna send you the link. Okay, so then you just provide them the URL para que vean que ya tienes el website. Good. Now, do you want to give me the areas that you want to target, or do you want to give that to the technician today? What do you prefer?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So,
what do you want me to put on here on your areas? I'm ready whenever you are.
So we can do
Overland Park. Linwood.
Leawood.
Leawood. Okay.
Uh-huh. Lenexa.
Uh-huh.
Shawnee. Uh-huh. Olathe.
Uh-huh.
We have, Prairie Village.
Uh-huh.
We have Mission.
Uh-huh.
Y luego tenemos, un área, es que está todo weird, como hay unas áreas que está como Kansas City, Missouri, pero North Kansas City, Missouri, not South.
Okay.
North KC.
North KC. Okay.
Hey, y luego Parkville.
Uh-huh.
This is in Missouri. Parkville, Missouri.
Okay.
Tenemos también, try to figure out Parkville. ¿Cómo se llama ahí? Lee Summit.
Okay. That's in Missouri, right?
In Missouri, sí.
Okay.
So in Missouri, tenemos Lee Summit, North Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
Independence, y Parkville. Ya tiene Parkville.
Yeah.
Hay un área que se llama Gladstone, pero se me hace que es parte de Kansas City, North Kansas City. So.
Gladstone?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, de allá del, de, en el lado de Kansas, was Kansas City, Kansas, pero, es como el Piper, no.
You want me to put Piper?
Yeah, pero es que es como parte de Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
Pero tiene sus, se llaman así, pero cuando lo buscas es, sale la dirección, lo tienes que buscar en Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
No, pues está bien así, Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, la última cosa, there's two that I need you to pull up. I sent it to you in a text message and in an email. Whichever one you find first. Hay uno que dice acción photos needed to get Google verified y hay otro que dice initial invoice. Whichever one you find first.
Okay, initial invoice.
Okay, la vas a abrir. And then it says, hello, Armando. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Y luego dice, two sentences below, dice, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Uh-huh.
Okay, click on that.
Okay.
Y le va a llevar a una página que dice a mero arriba, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page? It says
it at
the top. Okay, perfect. Uh-huh. Now, scroll towards the bottom. In the middle, it's going to say mobile phone. And it should have your phone number in there. Make sure it's your phone number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're gonna see there's two little boxes underneath. One says, I agree to receive text messages. ¿Que estás de acuerdo de recibir mensajes? So you're going to write that. Click
uh-huh.
in the box para que hace el chequeo. And on the one below it, ese cuadrito dice, I certify. ¿Que estás certificando que tú eres el dueño de la tarjeta que dices y que tu información está correcto? So you're going to click on that.
Yeah.
Y luego, donde está la flecha, naranjado, en el cuarto enseguido, vas a letrar tu nombre como está escrito ahí, sin acentos, no accent marks, because The system doesn't recognize it. So nomás vas a poner Armando, space, Cuellar, space, Otero. No tienes que poner la fecha porque ya está ahí.
Okay.
And then, ves donde dice, the little button says, confirm signature. Ajá, confirma. Uh-huh. Y le debe abrir una página that's asking you to put a username and password. Me dices cuando lo veas.
Yeah. Aquí lo
okay.
Tengo.
Perfect. We're gonna get you logged in. You ready?
Uh-huh.
El usuario es tu número de teléfono. No dashes, nomás el puro número de teléfono. Put that in.
Yeah.
Okay. El password, todo minúscula, one word. B como de boy.
Uh-huh.
I de India. G de gato. V como de Víctor.
Uh-huh.
I de India.
Uh-huh.
Una D como de dedo. E de Eduardo o de Oscar. Big video. Una
big
palabra
video.
Todo minúscula. And then log in.
Put remember.
Yeah, put remember.
Yeah.
So that way you don't forget it. Okay, and then it should tell you to check back. We're working on your account. It'll say like check back in 2 or 3 days, algo así. Did it let you in?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, good. Now, that's how you track your results with us, okay?
Okay.
Now, the other one that I need you to find is la que dice, it's going to say, get Google verified. We need the following pictures.
Okay, is that another email?
It's another email, and I also sent it in a text message.
Okay, so let me pull out of here.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, local need pictures, okay.
Okay. So we send you a list. Este es un listado de fotos que vamos a necesitar y estos fotos no se van a publicar en Google. Nomás es lo que pide Google para verificarlo más rápido. Va a haber algunos, Armando, que no vas a tener. Okay? So nomás mándanos las que puedas. Like, just send us the ones that you can. So you're going to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work truck or your work van that you use to work. Y que enseña the license plate, okay? Remember, none of these pictures, we're not going to post them on Google. It's just so that way we show Google your legitimate business. Send us a picture de la aseguranza del negocio and a picture of your LLC. And
okay.
Whatever, if you have business cards that you hand out, send us a photo of that. No vas a tener como like invoices, right? So no te preocupes de eso. Solo mandas las que puedas. Y las que no tienes, don't worry about it. You're going to upload them on the link or email them to us. The technician te lo va a explicar también de nuevo, just to make sure that as a reminder. Okay?
So, los business registration, ese es la
el LLC. Nomás manda el LLC. Just send us a picture of that. That's good enough.
Okay. Y el los invoices como... ¿Cómo qué invoices? ¿Sí tengo
invoice?
Okay.
Invoice could be... ¿Ya ves que a veces uno crea un invoice para darle a alguien? It's like an invoice bill. You know, that'll have like what... We don't want you setting... A veces tu invoice puede tener tu logo, right? It'll have your logo and your company name and stuff. We don't want one that has your client's information on it. If you have a blank invoice, send it to us. So that way they see that you do invoicing with your business logo and your company name on there. If you don't have it in blank invoice, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Well, I can send you one, but it's going to come through legal soon.
That's okay.
So,
if you have one of those, send it.
Yeah.
Sometimes what we're showing Google is like, look it. He's a legitimate company. Because Google, lo que ellos empezaron de hacer, y se lo voy a explicar. Hay muchos que están publicados en Google que no son legítimos, que le quitan trabajo a uno, que sí es, right? They take business away from you.
Sí,
so what Google started doing is they started asking for all this stuff now because they're getting rid of the guys that aren't legitimate companies that take away work from you. Yeah, so they're like, okay, porque si supieras, there were so many people that were, like, listed on Google that they weren't even legit, right? They were just, like, you know.
Fake profiles, and,
Yeah, and so what they wanted is they weren't even, like, a legitimate company. They were just, like, an individual person, and then Google's like, nope, wait a minute. We're going to weed out the ones that aren't legitimate companies because it's hurting the businesses that are, like, companies like yourself that are, you know, working hard and you're following all the steps. And, you know, Google, a veces sabes que uno todavía no tiene la licencia o la seguranza, right? But if you're in the process, they understand that. But when you see these companies, and some of them don't even exist anymore, right? And they're still taking away work because people are calling them y te estás perdiendo. So it's a benefit for you para que te verificas más rápido. Porque antes they would send you the PIN code in the mail. Sometimes you wouldn't get it or it went to the wrong address and it was just like a mess,
invoice,
you know?
¿Necesita que le mande un invoice o necesita que le mande una foto?
You could send a picture of it. Uh-huh.
Okay, so como un screenshot.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a screenshot. Yeah, that should be fine. Okay. Well, Armando, I would like to be the first to felicitarte and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm so excited for you.
Gracias. No, y,
you are so welcome.
Yeah, gracias. Pues vamos a caminar. Adelante.
Yeah, we're here to support you in any changes you need. We're here every step of the way. Te mando muchas bendiciones a usted y a su familia y a su negocio,
gracias.
Right?
Yeah,
2025, que sea buen dinero, right?
Que
keeps you busy.
Buen.
Y con buen salud. Yes.
Primero
okay.
Dios.
Primero, Dios, listen, y si yo no estoy disponible cuando es tiempo para llamarle, el técnico te va a llamar directamente, pero va a ser alguien en español. But if I am available, I'm going to be the one to call you, to introduce you, okay?
Está bien, muy bien.
Okay, entonces
okay.
Hablamos más tarde, entre las 5 y las 6, a tu hora.
Okay, está bien.
Okay?
Está bien. Uh-huh.
Okay, Armando, bendiciones. We'll talk to you
okay.
in a bit. Okay.
All right, gracias. Bye.
De nada. Bye.
Bye.